Hey, baseball fans, it's time to swing big on your bets this season. Step up to the plate with an odds boost token from BetMGM, an official sports betting partner of Major League Baseball. No opt-in is required. Just log into your BetMGM account to receive your odds boost token. Then, place a bet on any MLB game and activate your token. If your boosted bet hits, you'll score a bigger payout, no matter the showdown. BetMGM is your betting home for baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus only. This U.S. promotion offer not available in Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. For New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. For Arizona, call 1-800-NEXT-STEP. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards vary and expire in 1 to 7 days. In partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
Lowe's knows to bring your vision to life, it's important to find the right color. That's why MyLowe's Rewards members get a free paint or exterior stain sample to test your look and find the perfect color to confidently refresh your space. Lowe's, we help, you save. Offer valid in-store only, 5/8 through 5/14. Limit one per customer while supplies last. Discount taken at time of purchase. See associate for details. Program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
Brothers and sisters, I want to talk to you today about something that many of us don't like to hear or go through. Isolation. Sometimes, God will remove you from everything and everyone you know, and you may feel like you're all alone. But let me tell you, that isolation is not a punishment. No, it's preparation. God will isolate you before He blesses you. When life gets quiet, when people leave, when your plans fall apart, when nothing seems to be working, don't panic. God is not punishing you. He's preparing you. He is setting the stage for something greater. You see, God works in ways that are often beyond our understanding. But let me assure you, if you're in a season of isolation, it's because God is about to do something powerful in your life. When God isolates you, it's because He is protecting you. He's keeping you from distractions. Sometimes, the noise of life, the opinions of others, and the busyness of our everyday struggles can drown out God's voice. But in the stillness, when you're isolated, that's when you can hear Him clearly. And it's in that quiet moment that God starts to work on you. You may feel lonely, but you are not alone. You may feel like nobody understands what you're going through, but God sees every tear, every worry, and every fear, and He is right there with you. He isolates you so you can be more connected with Him. In this time of isolation, God is molding you. He's strengthening your spirit, sharpening your mind, and preparing your heart for the blessings He's about to bring into your life. You may not see it now, but trust me, it's coming. Isaiah 40:31 tells us, "But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint." God is isolating you to renew your strength. He's pulling you away from the things that drain you so He can fill you with new energy, new wisdom, and new purpose. You might feel weak, but God is about to make you stronger than you've ever been. Sometimes, God will take away certain people or situations from your life, and it might hurt. You might not understand why things had to change, or why you had to lose that friendship or job, but God sees what you can't. He knows that not everyone and everything is meant to go with you into the next season. And sometimes He isolates you so you can let go of what's not for you and be open to receive what He has prepared for you. Psalm 46:10 says, "Be still and know that I am God." In your isolation, be still. Let God do the work. Stop trying to fix everything. Stop trying to rush out of the process. God is preparing you for something better, and that preparation requires patience. It requires trust, It requires faith. Brothers and sisters, God's timing is perfect. And if he's isolating you right now, it's because he's working on something behind the scenes that you can't even imagine. Your job is to stay faithful in the waiting. Keep your heart open. Keep trusting. Keep believing. God didn't bring you this far to leave you. He's about to bless you in ways that will make you realize why the isolation was necessary. Isolation is never easy, but it's always purposeful. You may feel like you're in the wilderness, but remember, even in the wilderness, God provides. He gives you strength for the journey. He gives you hope in the silence. And he gives you the promise that when this season is over, you will step into the blessings he has been preparing just for you. Now I want to remind you of something important. Isolation is not rejection. It might feel like the world is turning its back on you, but I want you to hear this clearly. God is not rejecting you. He is redirecting you. When God isolates you, it's because he's about to lead you to something better. He needs your full attention. He needs you to let go of the things that have been holding you back so that you can receive what's ahead. Now, let me tell you this. Not everyone can go where God is taking you. Some relationships, some situations, and even some mindsets you've had can't make the journey with you. So, God steps in and starts removing those things from your life. And it hurts. I know it does. You might feel like you're losing everything, like you're losing people you thought would be there forever. But remember, God never takes something away without having a greater.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Plan. You may not see it now, but God knows the people who will be a part of your next chapter. He knows the situations that will bring growth, the opportunities that will bring you closer to your purpose. Sometimes that means you have to be alone for a while, so God can work on you without distraction. In the isolation, God is working in you. Before he can bless you outwardly, he has to work on your heart, your mind, and your spirit. He's transforming you, preparing you for what's coming. He knows what you need, and he knows that, in this quiet season, he can shape you into the person you need to be for the blessing that's on its way. Don't confuse isolation with abandonment. You are not abandoned. You are chosen. God is choosing to set you apart because what he's about to do in your life requires you to be focused, strong, and ready. If you look around, and it feels like everything has been stripped away, it's because God is making room for something new, something better, something bigger than you ever imagined. You see, sometimes when we're surrounded by noise, we can't hear God's voice. We get so caught up in what others think, in what the world says we should be doing, that we forget to listen for the most important voice, God's voice. So, in his love, God pulls us away from all the noise, all the chaos, and he puts us in a place of stillness. He does this not to harm us, but to prepare us for the next level. Brothers and sisters, God isolates you to elevate you. He's not taking you backward, he's taking you higher. When you feel isolated, it's because God is preparing you for elevation. He's setting you up for a breakthrough, a new beginning, a fresh start. Trust, my friends. Trust that in this isolation, God is clearing a path for you. You might not understand it now, but trust that God knows what he's doing. He's already gone ahead of you, preparing the way. He's removing obstacles, opening doors, and setting things in motion for your blessing. Isaiah 43. 19 says, "See, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs up. Do you not perceive it? I am making a way in the wilderness and streams in the wasteland." That's what God is doing in your isolation. He's making a way in the wilderness of your life. You might feel lost, but God is making a path. You might feel dry and empty, but God is bringing streams of living water into the desert of your situation. So, what do we do during this time of isolation? We wait on God. We trust His timing. We stop trying to figure it all out, and we let God be God. Because when God gets ready to move, nothing and no one can stop Him. While you're in this season, stay connected to God. Use this time to deepen your relationship with Him. Spend time in prayer, in reflection, and in seeking His guidance. Isolation isn't just about waiting for the blessing. It's about growing spiritually. It's about drawing closer to the one who holds your future in His hands. And I want you to know this. Isolation is temporary. It won't last forever. This is just a season, and seasons change. Your blessing is coming. Your blessing is coming. Your breakthrough is coming. But right now, in this moment, God is preparing you for that blessing. He's shaping you. He's strengthening you. And He's getting you ready for the new season ahead. Brothers and sisters, be encouraged. Your isolation is part of God's plan. It's a necessary step before He blesses you. God isolates you not to leave you, but to prepare you. He isolates you to focus you, to strengthen you, and to equip you for the next level of your journey. Brothers and sisters, as we continue this message, I want to talk about something very important. How to notice when God is isolating you. How do you know if this is the season you're in? How do you recognize that God is pulling you away for a reason? Understanding this will help you embrace the process instead of fighting against it. Now, many times when God begins to isolate you, it may feel like everything in your life is suddenly changing. It can seem confusing and overwhelming. But the first step to noticing if God is isolating you is to look at your relationships and surroundings. One of the clearest signs that God is isolating you is when people begin to leave your life, sometimes unexpectedly. Friends you once talked to every day might stop reaching out. Relationships that used to be so close may begin to feel distant. It feels like you're being cut off from the very people you used to rely on. But I want you to know this. When God is about to do something new in your life, He sometimes removes people who can't go with you into the next season. This doesn't mean those people are bad or that they did something wrong. It simply means their part in your story may be over, and it can hurt. You might wonder why this is happening, but remember, God knows your future. He knows the people who are meant to support you in the next chapter, and He knows those who may hold you back. When people start to drift away, it's often because God is clearing space in your life for new connections, new opportunities, and new growth. If this is happening in your life, don't be afraid. Recognize that God is isolating you for a purpose. He's creating a space where He can speak to you without interference. Sometimes God needs to take people out of your life so He can bring the right ones in. Another way to notice if God is isolating you is when the things that used to bring you comfort or stability stop working. You might find that the job that used to make you happy is no longer fulfilling. The hobbies that once brought you joy feel empty. Even your daily routines might start to feel disconnected or meaningless. This can make you feel lost or confused. But don't panic. This is a sign that God is shifting you into a new season. When God isolates you, it's often because he's closing old doors. The things that once worked in the past may not be what you need for your future. And so, God begins to strip away the things that are no longer aligned with where he's taking you. This can feel uncomfortable, but it's necessary. Isaiah 43:18-19 says, "Forget the former things. Do not dwell on the past. See, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs up. Do you not perceive it?" That's exactly what God is doing in your life when you feel like everything is shifting. He's doing something new. He's removing the old to make room for the new. If you feel like the things you once relied on are no longer working, that's a sign that God is preparing you for something greater. It's in this moment of isolation that he's getting ready to reveal the new path he has for you. Another powerful way to notice if God is isolating you is if you start feeling a strong desire to pull away from the busyness of life and spend more time with him. You might notice that you're craving quiet moments, that you feel less interested in socializing and more drawn to prayer, reflection, or just being alone. This is not because you're becoming antisocial. It's because God is calling you into a deeper relationship with him. When God isolates you, it's not just to remove distractions from your life. It's to pull you closer to him. He wants you to hear his voice clearly. And sometimes we can only hear God when we are still, when we are alone, and when all the noise around us fades away. If you're feeling this pull, don't resist it. Don't fill your time with more distractions. Embrace the quiet. God speaks in the stillness. He speaks when we are silent and open to his voice. This is a sign that God is preparing you for something deeper, something more powerful in your spiritual journey. Psalm 46:10 tells us, "Be still and know that I am God." God is inviting you into stillness. He's inviting you to come away from the distractions and focus on him. If you feel this tug on your heart, it's a clear sign that God is isolating you for a reason. He wants your attention. One of the most profound ways to notice that God is isolating you is when you start feeling a shift inside of you. You may begin to question things that you never questioned before. You might feel like your desires are changing, your perspective is evolving, and you're being drawn to something new that you can't quite explain. This is God working on your heart. In isolation, God begins to change you from the inside out. He prepares you mentally, emotionally, and spiritually for the next level of your life. He strips away old fears, old habits, and old mindsets that won't serve you in the future. He replaces them with new courage, new faith, and new understanding. It's during this internal transformation that God is aligning your heart with his will. If you feel like you're going through an inner change, like something inside of you is shifting and growing, that's a powerful sign that God is preparing you for what's next. Finally, another way to notice that God is isolating you is when doors start closing in your life, but the new doors haven't opened yet. This is one of the most frustrating parts of isolation, because you may feel stuck in between seasons. The old opportunities are gone, but the new ones haven't arrived yet. This in between season is what we call the waiting period. It's the time when God is working behind the scenes, preparing everything for the right moment. You might feel frustrated. You might feel like nothing is happening, but let me assure you, God is working in the waiting. He's lining things up for your good. Don't rush the process. If you're in this space where doors are closing, but new ones haven't opened yet, take it as a sign that God is preparing you. He's positioning you for the right opportunity at the right time. Stay faithful in the waiting. The door that God opens for you will be the right one, and it will lead you to the blessing he has prepared. Brothers and sisters, these are the ways you can notice when God is isolating you. If you're seeing these signs in your life, be encouraged. God is doing something special in you and for you. He's preparing you for a new season of blessing, and your isolation is part of that process. My friends, we've talked about how to notice when God is isolating you. Now we need to dive into something that we all feel during these seasons. The deep sense of loneliness. This is one of the hardest parts of being isolated by God. When it feels like no one is there for you, it can be overwhelming. But let me reassure you, the loneliness you feel is part of the process. It's natural to feel lonely when God isolates you. You might look around and wonder, why do I feel so disconnected? Why do I feel like no one understands what I'm going through? This is because God is refining you in this moment. He is stripping away everything that isn't necessary. And sometimes that includes comfort from other people. When you're being refined, you're being made better, stronger, and more prepared for what's coming. It's like a piece of gold. When it's placed in the fire, the impurities are burned away. But that process can't happen if the gold stays mixed with everything else. It has to be separated to be purified. In the same way, God may be pulling you away from others to purify your heart, your thoughts, and your character. He's making you ready for something greater, and sometimes that requires a season of loneliness. It doesn't feel good, but it's for your good. He's preparing you for the next level. When you feel lonely, know that you are in the hands of God. He hasn't forgotten you. He's refining you for a purpose. One of the reasons God allows you to feel lonely in these seasons is because He wants to teach you to lean on Him more than anything else. You see, sometimes when we're surrounded by people, we can lean too much on their opinions, their support, and their advice. We get used to depending on others for our strength. But in this season of isolation, God wants you to depend on Him alone. He wants you to learn how to draw strength directly from Him without relying on anyone else. He's teaching you to trust Him completely, even when no one else is around. Isaiah 41:10 says, "Do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand." In your loneliness, God is saying to you, "I am with you." When no one else is there, He is. When it feels like you're alone, He's right by your side. This season is teaching you to lean into God like never before. It's showing you that no matter how isolated you feel, God is always with you, giving you the strength you need to keep going. In the quiet moments of isolation, when it's just you and God, something amazing happens. Your faith is revealed. When everything is stripped away, and you no longer have the distractions or the voices of others, you are left with nothing but your faith in God. And this is where real growth happens. You might be asking, how strong is my faith? Can I trust God even when I feel completely alone? It's in these moments of loneliness that you discover the depth of your trust in Him. Can you still believe in God's goodness when the world around you feels empty? Can you still have faith that He's working when nothing seems to be happening? These moments test your faith, but they also grow it. Loneliness can build a faith that is unshakable. It can strengthen your relationship with God in ways that nothing else can. When you come out of this season, you will be stronger, more faithful, and more dependent on God than ever before. Finally, one of the most powerful reasons God allows you to feel lonely in these seasons is because He's preparing you for a new level of purpose. You see, sometimes in order to carry the new blessings, the new responsibilities, or the new opportunities God has for you, you have to go through a season of solitude. It's in the quiet, lonely moments that God can speak to you clearly. He can give you fresh direction, new wisdom, and a deeper understanding of your purpose. When you're surrounded by distractions, you might miss what God is trying to tell you. But when you're alone, when you're quiet, that's when you're in the perfect position to hear from Him. If you're feeling lonely right now, know that God is preparing you for something bigger. This season is not the end of your story. It's the beginning of a new chapter. And in this time of isolation, God is revealing to you the purpose He's been preparing you for all along. Sometimes we forget who we are because we're so caught up in who people expect us to be. We get lost in the roles we play for others, whether it's being a friend, a parent, an employee, or just trying to meet the expectations of the world around us. But in the quietness of isolation, God gives you the space to rediscover who you really are. You're not just what people think of you. You're not just the roles you play. You are a child of God. You are His creation, fearfully and wonderfully made. And in this season of loneliness, God is giving you the opportunity to reconnect with your true identity. He's reminding you of who He made you to be, apart from all the noise and expectations. When you feel isolated, it's not a punishment. It's a chance to reconnect with the deepest parts of yourself and your relationship with God. It's a time to remember that your worth doesn't come from people. It comes from the One who created you. My friends, I know it's hard. I know the loneliness feels unbearable at times. But let me tell you this. God is with you in every single moment of it. He's using this time to refine you, to teach you to lean on Him, and to reveal the strength of your faith. He's preparing you for a new level of purpose and reminding you of who you are in Him. Now, let's pray together. Heavenly Father, we come before You with hearts full of trust, knowing that even in times of isolation, You are with us. We believe You are preparing us for something greater, and we thank You for shaping our character and guiding us through this season. Lord, we ask for a breakthrough in our lives. Where we feel blocked or stuck, we ask You to make a way. Help us to see the path forward and give us the strength to walk it with faith. We trust that You are working behind the scenes for our good. We also pray for healing for those who are hurting, whether it's sickness in the body, pain in the heart, or struggles in the mind. We ask for Your healing touch. Bring peace, comfort, and restoration, Lord, for You are the God who heals. Father, we lift up those in need of financial blessings. You know their needs, their worries, and their struggles. We ask You to provide, to open new opportunities, and to bless them with more than enough to meet their needs. Let Your provision flow into their lives and bring them peace. Finally, Lord, we ask for Your protection. Surround us with Your love and shield us from harm. Keep us and our loved ones safe, guiding our steps and watching over us in every moment. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen.
Lowe's knows to bring your vision to life, it's important to find the right color. That's why Mylowe's Rewards members get a free paint or exterior stain sample to test your look and find the perfect color to confidently refresh your space. Lowe's, we help, you save. Offer valid in-store only, 5/8 through 5/14. Limit one per customer while supplies last. Discount taken at time of purchase. See associate for details. Program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.